.335 career batting average, played 7 years in the majors. Mike Loggins. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, David Basil. Great.
Listen,
great to be a Razorback, son.
It sure is. You know, Raj, Mike listens to the show just like Keith Helton does.
Thanks, Mike.
And they're from my era in the 80s. You played in the World Series. And
well, they're from my era. I just didn't go to the university.
That's right.
Yes, okay.
You are one of the guys that played in one of the 11 World Series. I think Keith played in 85 and 87. You played in the 85 World Series. What do you think about this team? A lot of us thought that they were done. You know, they went 4-8 those last 12 games and limped into Hoover and just didn't look very impressive, but they've done it. They've gotten back to Omaha.
Yeah, I tell you what, David, a lot of people may not think it, but I think them losing those two games in that tournament really helped those guys to take some time off, get their bodies recovered, to regroup, and I think that was a big advantage that they had coming into this series. And it's just awesome now when they won that. The pitchers didn't do as well in the first in the regional,
right?
But this super regional, they were at the top of their game. You know, the pitchers pitched well, the hitters came through with timely hitting, and it was just a beautiful thing to see.
You know, we had six pitchers that pitched yesterday, six, and so that was impressive. And you're right, the bats woke up in Stillwater, and you know, maybe just a change of scenery. You know, Robert Moore calls us every week, and you know, he mentioned, hey, getting to play in a new stadium. We're not seeing the same faces, not the same SEC teams. And this was a team that was top five all year. A lot of people expected them to be in Omaha, and they just hit a rough spot. The pitching wasn't as good. The hitting, they just maybe ran out of gas until they just got embarrassed against Alabama 18-4, 18-5, got blown out there in Tuscaloosa, lost to SEC West. Rogers, you know, you and I watched them. They didn't have anything there in Hoover. And I think you're right, Mike, they just get away from everything, re-energize, refocus, and now this team is dangerous. What are your thoughts of their chances to win it all in Omaha?
I'm going to tell you, with Tennessee not being there, I really believe this could be our year, man. Because there's really no dominant team
right
in the World Series, and it's going to come down to whoever's pitching great and getting timely hitting is going to have a good opportunity to win it this year. Mike, and I think we're right there with everybody else.
Mike, where do you stand as a player knowing that you've got that one rain delay and then the second delay? Were you concerned about that as a player? What are you trying to do?
No, I mean, as a player, I mean, you go in the clubhouse, you're kind of just hanging out, staying loose. You know, the biggest thing is about the pitching, because sometimes pitchers, when they have those big rain delays, they can't come back. But Will McIntyre, he came back out, and I think Dave said he had only thrown 20 pitches, so his arm was not the problem. So he was able to just come out, and that's one of those kids, man, you know, just from Arkansas, loves to be a Razorback. He just wanted that opportunity, and he got it, and he did an awesome job. And as a matter of fact, when my son was young, Will McIntyre played for Bryant, and Bryant was always Junior Deputy's nemesis. And when we got to be 11 years old, we finally got over the hump, and we beat Will McIntyre's team for Bryant to win the state tournament. So that was just awesome back then. But it's awesome to see him as a Razorback. I texted his dad yesterday and told him, hey, man, Will is just doing a phenomenal job for us. And so we're just glad that he's there on the hill. And the fact that he's one of those pitchers, he doesn't throw the hardest, but he's going to throw strikes.
Well,
that's the name of the game as a pitcher. You got to throw strikes. You got to be ahead of those hitters, because when you do that, you give your team an opportunity to win. Because think about this, guys. The greatest players, the greatest hitters are only successful 3 out of 10 times. So that means 7 out of 10 times, if you just throw the ball across the plate, you're going to get those guys out.
Right. Well, you know, too.
That is a great way to look at it.
And I think, RJ, I hadn't looked at the numbers. I don't remember very many walks at all these last two games in the Super against North Carolina.
No, I don't either.
It's something that's been sort of an issue. Getting behind, putting runners on base, also for our opponents, too. And Roger, real quick on the other thing, Justin Moore was texting, and he made the point that, you know, even though those were delays, they came at times that UNC had gotten a little hot. So
actually, no, I agree.
It was sort of our luck that it sort of worked out that way. That's right.
If you believe in momentum and that sort
right.
of thing.
That's right. Yeah, and the Will McIntyre story is a great story. Obviously, you know, Mike, as he goes to the coach and says, give me a chance to pitch, and I think he started him in a midweek game. And Connor Nolan, a lot of criticism towards Connor's direction the last few weeks of the season. He came out and, again, just kept getting hit on the mound and making plays defensively.
Hey, he set the tone for us. I mean, he pitched a great game that first game. He set the tone for us, and I think everybody just realized, hey, we can get this done. Hey, we're pitching well. We got a couple timely hits in the first game, and I think those guys were just really fired up, man.
We're visiting with Mike Loggins. If you didn't know, go back and look at Mike when he finished his career at Arkansas. Had a spot in the career top 10 school record book in almost every offensive category: home runs, batting average, stolen bases, RBIs. He had a really great career from 83 to 85. Yeah, I don't know. I guess how much has changed from the World Series in 85 to the way they do it now, Mike?
David, I think when we played the World Series, I think there was 12 teams.
Okay.
And it was just double elimination all the way through. And so when you got to the championship
yep.
game, when you got to the championship series, you just had to beat. There was a one-loss team, and then there was an undefeated team. And so the undefeated team only had to win one game to win the whole thing, and the other team had to win two to win it all. So
now,
I like the format they got now a little better. You only got 18.
Yes.
You got those little pods. I think that's a great way to do it. I think it adds a lot more excitement to the game, and I think it's a more fan-friendly deal to watch.
Got to make mention of this. Dave Van Horn, this is his seventh World Series in 20 seasons with the Razorbacks, 9 overall. Wasn't he a grad assistant there in 84, 85? Is that right?
I'm not sure he was a grad assistant, but I know Dave, he was playing in the Braves organization. And
he came back.
He used to come back in the fall and work out with us. And that's how I met him. You know, he would come in the fall and he would work out with us during the fall season.
Yeah, I guess he played in 82. Maybe he played in 82 and 83 at Arkansas. But what he's done is amazing. You know, you played for Norm DeBrine, who put the, you know, obviously he built this thing. And obviously Dave Van Horn has taken it to the next level. Just talk about your impressions of what Dave Van Horn has done, not only this year, but just his legacy there at Arkansas.
Man, Dave Van Horn is coming there, and, you know, he was a fiery guy back then. He looks like he has mellowed out a lot. But he's kind of that same vein of Norm DeBrine. You know, Norm was fiery himself, and Davey is too. But he has been able to do a phenomenal job for us, guys. I mean, whether he wins a World Series or not, he has done just a phenomenal job. He should be in the College Hall of Fame for what he's done, because nowadays, with all the money that they're giving these guys to sign and stuff, and you got guys turning down a lot of money to come play at Arkansas, it's just awesome. And then when you lose those top players to the draft, and you've got to go out and get players and retool, and now that they have this transfer portal, guys, if they're disgruntled and not playing, they can just leave. And for him to be able to do this, he can keep his team, the nucleus intact, and to perform, have those guys to perform the way they are, it's just awesome.
We're visiting with Mike Loggins. Mike, before we let you go, you know, Raj, one of the things that Mike and I have in common, I didn't realize this until he sent me a picture yesterday. He was wearing.
Uh-oh, what?
He
wait a minute.
What are we talking about? He's wearing a championship belt.
Oh,
he's wearing
okay.
a championship belt.
How about that?
You know what the championship belt was
for? For high school baseball.
It's for fishing.
Oh!
It was for fishing. And you just now, did you just win a tournament at Lake Maumelle?
Yeah, we've got our club is called Metro Area Bass Club, and you know Tyrone was one of the founding members back in '94, and he came in third, so he's not real happy that I beat him. Yes, Saturday. I don't let
you know. How about that? Well, you know, I guess you heard that I was fishing on the Tuesday night league fishing tournament last week.
Oh, were you really?
I was. Yeah, Jack Whitbeck was
my partner. Did you say you were leading
my partner? No, I said I fished it. I said, yeah, Jack Whitbeck was my partner.
Yeah.
And we got DQ'd. We didn't get the stick in
time.
They
got DQ'd, Mike.
So,
they got DQ'd.
Now, wait a minute, David. Why did David, you talk about getting DQ'd. I fished a big tournament on the Red River several years ago. And, you know, the water's dingy down there, and I got distracted. Me and my partner, and I took 6 fish to the weighing scale and got disqualified, and I would have won $2,000.
Oh, wow. You're only supposed to take five or something? Is that the deal?
Only supposed to take five, but I don't know how we had six fish in the last day.
Well, Mike, maybe we'll have to go wet a hook together and hang out.
Why not?
Hey, just let me know. Hey, I'm right here in West Little Rock, and I still love the fish. So we can get our work and get out there and get it. You know, we're waiting on that river to get right because, you know, we were supposed to fish the river Saturday, but, you know, with the flows and everything, the high water, we haven't been able to get out there.
Well, it's funny. You know, RJ and Roger, Big Sarge likes the river, and the other guys like the lake. But hey, the main thing is, like, another Razorback from the 80s like me loves to fish.
Well,
and
you guys ought to get together, maybe have a little Razorback thing together.
Well, listen, it's been fun talking to you, Mike, and had with Cowboy Keith Helton on last couple of weeks talking about this. Going to be a fun run. You know, this has been an unbelievable year for Razorback sports, especially in the Big Three, football, basketball, and baseball. This is the best performance of all three sports. Mm-hmm. Since the late 70s when Holtz was hired, and then you had Eddie Sutton that was new on the, you know, on the scene, and of course, you know, Norm DeBrine at that time took the team to the World Series in 79. So for all the negative that we've been through as a fan base, it's really nice to have some great success like we've had this year.
Amen. Oh man, it's been great, and don't forget what the ladies have done with that softball team as well, man. They've come from nowhere.
It's been unbelievable. Yeah, softball, soccer, track and field.
TNF, S&D.
Yeah, it's been really fun. I feel like I cursed the softball team. I can't even think about it. It makes me so mad. You know, the Arkansas should have been in two World Series. Should have been in two World Series. Makes me sick.
Yeah.
But you know, Go ahead, man.
The more opportunities we're going to get down the road, there may come a day we may win both of those World Series.
That's right. You know what we need to do for Mike? Roger, will you clap us out?
Two claps and a suey.
Suey! Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy. Talk soon, man.
Thanks, Mike. Go Hawks. There you go. That's an enthusiastic guy.
Good,
I like that.
Yeah, good dude. Yeah, you mean.